Mary, we are about 2 weeks out from the election, 2 weeks tomorrow. What's going on in your office right now?
Oh, as you can imagine, we're sort of knee-deep in AV ballots, both getting them out to voters and receiving them. There's a whole process when they return to our office. They need to all get checked in and sorted and set up the way they need to go to the AV counting board. So we're doing all that. We're getting ready for safe inspector training, getting ready for safe precinct setup, and getting our supplies ready for that, and all the other functions of the clerk's office, too, like city council meetings and minutes and contracts and human resources and all that stuff. So we're kind of busy.
You mean there is a world outside of elections right now?
Sometimes I wish, I wish there wasn't, but yes.
I understand. So what questions are you getting from voters?
There's a couple. We've been getting a lot of questions. We've been getting many phone calls, many emails, more people coming to the counter. Just seems like people are a little bit more anxious about this election than they have been for any other that I remember. One of the biggest ones we're hearing right now is, I'd like to early vote. Can I early vote in person? And in Michigan, we use an AV, an absent voter balloting system, where you can't, in some states, you can go and tabulate your ballot that day as though you were going to your polling place on election day. In Michigan, we use an absent voter process, which means we assign you a ballot, we give it to you. You could vote it here at City Hall. We have some poll booths set up, and you could return it right away, but it's still going to be returned in the envelope, and that envelope isn't going to get opened or counted until election day. So that's been tough with people saying, I want to early vote. They're hearing things on the news. They're seeing things on their social media that says, go early vote in person. It doesn't work quite that way in Michigan, but we are calling it early voting.
And there was a recent law passed that allows you to pre-process ballots. Is that correct?
That's only for jurisdictions that are over 25,000 registered voters.
Oh, okay.
So for our small jurisdiction, that does not apply.
How many registered voters does Farmington have? I can't remember.
We have 7,876. 7,876.
Yeah, it's a little short of 25.
A little short, okay. Yeah, which I'm grateful for in one respect. Some places that have that many registered voters, they of course have, 25 to 30 polling places and all sorts of other things they need to deal with. So I'm thankful to be in the nice jurisdiction of Farmington.
There you go. So how many AV ballots are out? How many have been returned?
We have issued 3,900. Over 3,900 ballots, and about 55% of those have been returned as we speak. That's about 50% of our registered voters that have requested an absent voter ballot. That's very high.
Do you have an expectation of what percentage of those are actually going to be turned back in by election day?
No, there's years before we could look at past elections and predict, but this year, sort of all bets are off. We've got too many variables. We've got increased voter engagement, the politics of the whole thing. Also, the ability for no reason absent voter changed in 2018. So that's pretty recent, and people are not used to being allowed to do that. And then we have the whole pandemic where people don't want to go to a public place to vote necessarily. So some people, we've heard that people are going to, they've applied for their absent voter ballot, but they're choosing to go vote in person on election day because of some of the reports that we've heard in the news that is a better way to do it. Your vote is going to get counted either way for the absent voter or for in person, but if you feel more comfortable going in person, that's fine.
Okay. And then do you have a guess about how many people are going to show up in person, or is that another all bets are off kind of question?
Well, it's sort of an all bets are off, but, we've issued about 50% of our, in 2016, the last presidential election, 74% of the people that were registered to vote actually voted in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
We've already issued AV ballots to 50% of our registered voters. So, I mean, if the 74% held true, then, you know, we're going to have like 350 people at the polling places all day long. We don't know how many of those people that we've already issued a ballot to are going to choose to go to their polling place instead. So that's hard to do. Do we know whether we're going to have more engagement than 74%? That's hard to predict as well.
It's an interesting year, that's for sure.
Yes, it has been.
So let's talk about safety measures at the polling places, because I know there were some things that were done in August. You kind of started with that. And what have you learned from August, and what will you be doing in November?
We were starting out with some plans that with our social distancing, some of our precincts it's easier to do than others because they're larger. We're trying to only allow a handful of people in voting, doing the process at a time. So there may be more of a line in the hallway, but I think we're still going to get people through at the same rate. They just won't be waiting inside the precinct. But we're trying to have screens up, plexiglass screens up at every station. For August, we were only able to have them up at two of the stations, and now we will have plexiglass screens on all four stations. That will help our voters and also help our inspectors who have to be in that room for 15 hours and assisting voters. So we want to make them as safe as possible, too.
Sure.
We're going to have hand sanitizer. We're going to have be wiping things down as much as possible. We ask people to come at off-peak times, kind of mid-morning, mid-afternoon seems to be a little bit better normally, so that we can keep lines down and keep contact down. We're also asking people not to linger in the polling place. Get in, get out. Get in, get your vote set, and get out. And so we don't have so many people in. There's several ways we can do that. And we are asking people that it's not a law that you have to, as a voter, have to wear a mask, but we're asking people to do that if they at all can, and to keep the social distancing. It's going to help everybody out.
So whether you're voting in person or you're voting absentee, what's your best advice for voters right now?
First of all, don't be anxious about voting in Michigan, because we have a very secure process. I see it from the inside, and I know that all AV ballots that are turned into us that have a signature and have been properly filled out are going to go get counted. You're going to be able to put your ballot in the tabulator and know that it's been counted if you go in person. So don't be anxious about it. I know that there have been a lot of things out there. Secondly, if you read the instructions and follow them, all will be well. On either the AV ballots, the absent voter ballots, or in person, there are people that can help you either way. If you're confused, give us a call. If you're confused in the precinct, you can have help from the poll workers that are there. If you do choose to vote in person, mask up. It's just going to be the social distance guidelines that are going to help for that. Also, be kind to your election inspectors, because they're going to be in that room assisting voters, and they want to make sure your vote is lawfully counted. They're going to be there for 15 hours at least, and they're going to have to deal with many more people than they're used to dealing with on a daily basis because of the pandemic. So we're trying to keep them safe, too. So be kind to them. Also be kind to your fellow voters. I guess one more thing is to remember not to wear anything associated with a party or candidate to the polls, because you will be asked to either take it off or change or cover up anything. We're trying to keep the polling places as neutral and safe feeling as possible. So we want to not have any party paraphernalia in there, no hats, no shirts, even masks that are indicating a candidate or party would be asked to, you'd be asked to change that out. You won't be turned away from voting. You won't be allowed to vote until you've changed the shirt or taken off the hat or whatever. As soon as that happens, you can certainly go through the voting process and cast your ballot.
Anything we haven't talked about yet that you wanted to get across?
If you've requested an absent voter ballot and you haven't seen it by now, please contact us, because we can cancel that one and issue a new one to you. And we are issuing ballots right over the counter at this time, so you can come in and get your ballot without worrying about the Postal Service.
And if people have questions, what's the best number for them to call?
That would be 248 474 5500 extension 2218. They'll get directly to me.
All right. Well, Mary, I know you're busy, so I'll let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for helping out getting this information to our voters.